Yo, what is going on, everybody? This is your boy, Alex McGee, as you already know, and you are now tuning in to Points of Perspective. And once again, this episode, we are keeping it raw and uncut. And joining me today is my nephew, Kaj, and I feel like talking about boundaries. Pretty deep, huh? Because a lot of people have different opinions when it comes about boundaries. So what's your intake when it comes to boundaries, man? Like, it can be in general, it can be deep. Bless you.
Thank you.
Raw and uncut, like I said, we're not filtering nothing. I might add some music here and there, but other than that, we're just having a conversation, me and my nephew.
So, like, what do you mean by boundaries?
Like, for example, when it comes to, like, your friends or your relationships, like, do you believe, like, your boundaries should be respected? Like, is it rules or what's your intake?
Like, you mean, like, boundaries between your friendships and your relationships? Or do you mean, like, if you're a girl and your homeboy, like, get into it or something like that?
All that.
Or, okay, so what are you going to need to, like, elaborate on, speak on?
So let's say, for example, right? If you're in a relationship, what do you feel your boundaries should be like?
When it comes to, like, boundaries like that, I would say just, like, a mutual respect for each other. Like, if you know your significant other doesn't like a certain thing that you do or a certain thing that's, like, out the way, I don't think you should do it. But, like, as long as it doesn't stem from, like, insecurities, because that could end up being, like, toxic and stuff like that. Just having, like, if you wouldn't want your spouse to do it, then you shouldn't do it. Type of thing. I feel like if y'all have that in y'all's relationship, that, like, it would get, like, further than people who do stuff and then don't want their spouse to do the same thing they did.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would have, like, a fit if their spouse did that.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, like, for example, if, let's say, my girl, right? Or a girl I'm talking to, something like that. If we're talking, if she doesn't want me to talk to other people, sometimes it goes without saying, depending on how y'all's, like...
Like, unspoken rules
or
something?
Like, depending on how y'all vibe, how y'all click.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't have to be like, I don't want you to talk to nobody else. Sometimes, like, it's just, like, a natural, like, I'm feeling this person. There's no reason for me to talk to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But if y'all do have, like, this mutual spoken understanding, like, I'm only talking to you and you're only talking to me, if y'all both agree to that, then I think that, like, if you was to end up talking to somebody else, that would be, like, a boundary being crossed.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. And then, but sometimes it's, like, it's hard because, like, trust plays a huge factor.
Definitely does.
In certain things. Like, for me, per se, like, since we're unraw and we're raw and uncut, I'm going to say, like, when I'm talking to girls, like, I always feel, like, more secure if I'm talking to at least, like, 4 or 5 of them at a time.
Mm.
Because, like, when I'm messing with one girl, it's not like I'm insecure, but I know, like, at any time, they can just dip, and I'm by myself.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't ever want no female to be like, he need me, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I always feel more comfortable when I'm talking to, like, 4 or 5 females, or even 6 at a time.
6? Jeez, that's a lot, man. That sounds pretty hard to juggle, actually.
Well, it's not. It's more like a... I'm not a hoe or nothing like that, but it's just like, if you're smart, well, I wouldn't say smart, but if you remember everything a female tells you and you actually, like, care about each female, then you'll never make a mistake and, you know, say something that the other girl actually told you, but say it to one girl.
But are you actually talking about, like, when you're dating? Or when you're actually, like, in a relationship.
Is that the same thing?
a lot of people find different definitions because, like me, for an example, if I'm dating somebody, that's in terms of getting to know them. But when I'm in a relationship, that's exclusive. Like, I'm only dealing with that one person.
Well, for, like, my generation, dating and being in a relationship is the same thing. And then talking, but talking for us, like, if I'm talking to somebody, that's, like, you guys' generation of dating. Like, we're just talking, vibing, see what we like about each other, see what we don't like about each other, see if we're a good fit for each other. That's what talking is. Unless it's, like, a girl, like, I really feel, like, we click and I like her, then, like, there's 5 to 6 other girls that I'm talking to at a time. But sometimes, like, if it's that one girl that I like and, like, I think about her a lot and we talk, then I'm only focused on her. And my, over the years, even though I'm only 18, like, my, like, way of seeing beauty is different.
Okay.
Like, 100% different. Because I used to be like, I got to get the baddest females and the finest females and stuff like that. And I would get, and I would talk to them. And, like, while I was getting to know them, I'd be interested. But once I had them in the bag, like,
mind just changed.
Like, and I'm like, what can she offer me, like, more than, like, just pussy? Then I was, if it's nothing, then it's nothing. Like, I grew up, I guess you could say, because, like, if I really like a girl, I can go, like, if I really like a girl and she's not the baddest, thickest, or anything like that, I could still be attracted to her where, like, other dudes wouldn't be. Not saying if she's ugly, but, like, saying, like, if she's, like, she doesn't have the attributes that most people go after. I can still mess with her and vibe with her and just be with her and keep that, like, that boundary where, like, I'm not messing with nobody else, like, outside of her, even though she's not the thickest, the, you know, like, she doesn't have the whole, but sometimes it's mental for me, and, like, if she's smart and stuff like that, then it's like an unspoken rule for me to just, like, not go outside.
And cross that line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. Because me, when it comes to boundaries, like, first of all, with one of my things is that I would never cross a line that I wouldn't want crossed with me. So I try to treat others the way that I want to be treated. Like, when it comes to my frame of thinking. So that's number one. Number two, I try to analyze people as well, too. It's like, okay, if I overhear somebody say, like, oh, if so-and-so does this to me, then I will feel some kind of way. So I jot that in my mental note, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll make sure that I'll never cross that line. Three, I would never volunteer anybody to do something. That's another thing. Like, that's definitely something that I'll be like, okay, you know what? Pump the brakes. That's something I'll have to chill from. And like you said earlier too, is also, bless you.
Thank you.
Unfiltered. And it's like, it's so many things when it comes to it, because what I see, especially on social media, is that there's so many people that love crossing boundaries. And that's something that I never get. And they act a certain way that they usually wouldn't act in person, especially when it comes to arguing and debating and shit like that. Hold on 1 second. All right, y'all, we are now back. Yo, not too long ago, yo, you said something interesting. So you said that you see beauty as a different thing. So what exactly did you mean by that?
I mean, like, I don't go by, like, the social norm for, like, beauty. It is, like, their definition of it. I go off of, like, I don't know, because sometimes my brain is, like, different. Like, sometimes I'll see a girl, and she'll be, like, not society's norm for like being attractive, and I'll be attracted to her once I get to talk to her, once I get to know her. I'm not saying if she's like, if she's ugly, I'll be attracted to her, but saying like if she doesn't have those same qualities that like other females have that make them like more attractive or more favorable or more like, how you like, quote unquote, smashable, right? So like, to explain, like, I used to feel the same way, like, I used to have the better females, all that. But then, like, they couldn't hold my attention, and I realized that the girl that wasn't in the spotlight, that looked different than them, was the one that held my attention. Made me want to talk to her more often and mess with her, stuff like that.
Because the inner shell was hollow. And I get what you mean by that, too. Because now that I'm thinking about it, right? Like, my girl is like, her personality is something that shines a lot. And that's what captured my attention. So is that basically what you're saying? Like, it's not just about the physical?
In some aspect. I mean, like, as in, like, if a girl's, like, she can have a great personality, but, like, she can't be ugly. Like, I want my girl to, like, my kid's gotta be cute, so, like, she gotta look okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's, like, in the norm, it's, like, she can't be, like, some girl, like, she don't have to have, like, the fattest ass or, like, the biggest titties and stuff like that. She could be paper thin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll still mess with her just based off, like, the vibe. If I'm vibing with her, like...
Yeah, I get what you mean. Because, of course, there has to be some kind of an attraction there. Like, you can't just pick, like, a crazy ugly duckling and then just be like, okay, I'm going to make her my wife, you know? It has to be something. Because I'm not just going to look at something and be like, oh, I want a connection with her. It have to be an attraction. And then see where it goes from there. Of course. Like, I definitely get that. But it is funny, though, because I do understand, like, with society, they do promote what beauty should be like. You know, this whole sex sell thing, and the woman have to look like this and her body have to be an hourglass. And a lot of people, they have their preferences based off what society promotes. Especially, like, I remember back in the day, Playboy used to promote beauty have to be blonde hair, blue eyes, and the hourglass figure. You know, but some people actually have their preferences of a woman who's chubby. Some people have the preferences of a woman that looks like a pencil, depending on who he is. So it's not always the same all across the board. You know, like there's some women that like men who are chubby with a double chin, might have male titties and stuff like that. That might be her to go to. And sometimes on social media, they're even advocate that too. Like, yo, I like dudes who look like this. He don't gotta have a six pack. So it's not the same all across the board. So I definitely do get that. But a lot of times, somebody can look fine or dope to quote unquote society standards, but the inner shell, the personality might be hollow, or they could be dumb as bricks. So I get that as well too.
So, like, with different girls and stuff, like, I feel as though I've probably messed with...
Bless you. Bless again. Bless you, dog. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless again. My nephew's sick. Please excuse him.
It's that cat. Yeah, like I mess with different girls with different mindsets. Not all of them were attractive mindset wise. And I realized that wasn't where I wanted to be with. That wasn't who I wanted to be with. That's not how I wanted to live my life. So, got myself out that gym. Found a girl that wasn't like that and had a better mindset. Actually had goals for herself. And she wasn't impressed by a certain lifestyle. And I started talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to her for like a week now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's smooth. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I'm just trying to see what's up.
Okay, okay.
With that, you know what I mean? But if she turns out to be like everybody else, then she gotta go too.
But at least now you know what your type is more though, right? So you like a woman with that criteria, like somebody who's not attracted to like, how can I say this? Matter of fact, is she like an introvert type of person? Like she's laid back, she don't care about being like the center of attention, the spotlight. Like how would you describe for her personality to be like?
I would describe like, what are you talking about, the girl I talk to?
Yeah.
She's like a... She, when you first meet her, she's like mad quiet and shy and shit. And then once you get to know her, she's mad goofy and annoying.
Annoying.
Like, yeah, simple way. My fucker, though.
Mm-hmm.
But even now, I talk to like 3 girls right now. But I text her the most.
Okay. And you mean them referred to as while you're getting to know the person? And it's not nothing serious.
Yeah.
Okay. But peoples, we'll be right back. Please listen to these messages real quick, and then we're going to be back. All right, my peoples. Thank you for tuning in still to Points of Perspective. Me and my nephew are back. And definitely, I do hear where he's coming from as well, too, because I know, like, when I met my girl, I felt that for sure when it came to, like, being in love for me, you know, just finding something unique, especially with the personality aspect, having that attraction, and then seeing, like, the whole total package coming into play, like, when the personality aspect is a fulfillment, you know? And I definitely do see the realness behind that as well, too. When I was, like, in a whole dating scene, like, many, many, many moons ago and whatnot, I had a different approach because for some reason, even while dating, like, in terms of getting to know somebody, like, I definitely did, like, invest in one person at a time. I can't say putting all my eggs in one basket. It's just that I didn't have like that mental energy on seeing too many at one time because it was exhausting for me, you know? And a lot of people do have a different perspective when it comes to that, but I just felt like it was hard for me to juggle, you know? And I don't know. Like, you think I'm a little weird for that or... I don't know.
I don't know. I guess it's all about how you interpret things and how you feel about that aspect. But, like, yeah, like, everybody feels a different way towards that. Because with me, it's like, I don't know, like, I never understood the term beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
You never did?
No.
It's, with that aspect, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, it's kind of like you find something dope and I might find it to be okay. It's all about a difference in opinion when it comes to beauty. You know, kind of like how I can find something to be dope and you might just find it to be okay. So that's what that means. Or somebody might find something to be dope as hell and you find it to be ugly because beauty is in the eyes of that beholder. So that's what that means.
So kind of like the apple in my eye or something like that?
Mm-hmm. But that person is an ugly worm. So that's the difference with that. But, yeah, it was just hard for me to juggle, man, with the whole dating thing. Like, I still just dated, in my definition of dating, one person at a time. It was just hard to juggle. Like, being able to just pick up the phone and get to know somebody, it was tough. You know, and I also didn't want to mix up information, too. Like, oh, so your favorite color is blue. And they're like, no, it's actually green. Like, oops, I mixed you with Marsha. Who's Marsha? I know, mission failed. So I didn't want to be involved up in all that neither. But then again, that was just me. You know, and I never downed anybody for dating multiple people at a time because majority of the people I knew dated multiple people at a time. I just couldn't do it. You know, and then I didn't want to be caught somewhere with somebody else. And they're like, oh, so you're dating that person? And it's just like, And Boston is so small, too. So I'm getting to know this person. And then I'm running into that person. And they're with their friends. And then it's just like, it's just a big mess. So that's another reason why, you know, I didn't know how to get out of that situation. And then my anxiety is going. I can only imagine how I would have responded in that, you know? And then it's like, for some reason, I can only imagine too, like if I was to ever be caught, not caught, scratch that. If I was to ever be put in a situation that I'm trying to get to know somebody, and then if I was to see them somewhere and they was with another dude, I know for a fact I would lose interest in that person. I would be like, oh, so you're with this guy? I wouldn't want to offer them courtship anymore. You know, especially with the whole thing going around like, oh, if you take a woman out, you should pay. I'm like, I'll start thinking in my head like, well, if so-and-so is taking you out on dates, then why should I give you free meals and show you a good time and stuff like that when somebody else is showing you all that? You know, I'm showing you all this interest and I want to play this role of being a man that's interested in you and making it grow to be something else when that person is too. You know, because I never believed in being in competition with somebody, especially knowingly. So I would just chuck up my deuces and give that attention to somebody else. At least that's how I would think.
Exactly.
So, but that was me. And I know I am from an older generation. I'm 35, by the way, for the listeners who don't know. So.
Yeah, I'm 18.
Mm-hmm. So I know it would just be something hard for me to try to juggle with. Like, adios, deuces, you know? And that actually had happened to me in the past, too, where I went to Boston Bowl, a big bowling alley over here in Boston, and I ran into somebody that I was highly interested in, and they was with somebody else on a date. I was like, oh, wow. And I didn't know she was dating other people. She did try to call me and apologize for it, but I was like, nah, it's okay. You deal with him. It's cool. We can be friends, though. But, and then she was like, oh, but we can still go out. Nah, it's okay.
I'm gonna pass.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on it. Hard pass. You know, I'm cool. You know, and then, of course, that caused drama for them because that gentleman was like, but who is he and who is he to you? And I was minding my business, you know, because of course he was most likely thinking like, well, I thought I was the only person you were seeing too. So then I put her in a situation, you know, and who's to say like, if he didn't have a certain mindset and he wasn't going to try to bring any kind of drama, you know, it's a small world, you know, no telling on what kind of person. Not everybody is mature enough to be like, okay, we're not exclusive. So I'm going to just mind my business and stay over here. There's people out there that are obsessive and be like, Nah, but wait, but I'm going to fight for mine that isn't mine and just, you know?
Yeah.
Too much violence going on by itself. Like, a lot of the violence that's happening over here is for people fighting for girls that aren't theirs. And vice versa.
That's fair to say.
Mm-hmm. So I'm all set. That's why now I'm glad that I'm good. I'm in a good relationship. So I'm happy about that. And a lot of people keep saying nowadays that the whole dating game, quote unquote, is hard as it is. Especially with the whole expectation that people have and stuff like that. And good luck. That's all I can say. I can't sit here and down a lot of people that are in the dating pool, but good luck. I'll be on Facebook now and be seeing all these things that they be talking about. Oh, you got to come with this. You got to come with that. You got to have the full package. You got to pay all my bills.
Tripping.
All of them. And I don't got to do nothing. Mm-hmm.
Whoever said that is definitely tripping, dog.
A lot of people do be. And it be crazy. But what can we say? The only thing that I ask for people to do is to be willing to meet your expectations. Or equivalent of. At least. You know, if you set the bar, make sure you can reach it. At least.
My advice for people that's like wants to be in a relationship, whatever, is just go to work, make your money, and that person will come along for you and do something.
That's very true. Because the whole thing is now is that a lot of people do have all these expectations, but they're not working on themselves. They have no goals. They have no ambitions. They have no thought of the future. Shoot, there's some individuals out here that keep thinking, like, a matter of fact, they keep switching their minds on what they want. They don't even work towards anything. You know, at least work towards yourself. That's the best thing somebody could do. You know? But all right then, people. We're about to bring this to a close. I know my nephew ain't feeling good over here and the room is spinning for me. This vertigo's acting up. But I hope all y'all have a good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And we'll holler at you soon. Y'all take it easy. Peace.